Joined now by two Knoxville boys, cross-country runners Seth Walraven and Max Purvis. Guys, welcome, and Seth, I'll start with you. Tell us how things went Tuesday at Pine Knolls.
I don't know. Overall, I think we did pretty decently as a team. It was just that first mile we got out really, really fast and probably a little bit faster than we had business going, so it kind of affected our time-wise, but competitively, I think we did really good.
Max, from your eyes, how did things go for you?
I definitely did better than last year. I got out, like he said, a little bit faster than I should have, but I was able to hold it pretty well, so I finished all right, I guess.
Now, when you get out that quickly, how concerned are you guys with pacing yourself? Because, first mile, you still got, a little ways to go.
Yeah, if you get out too quick that first mile, you're going to really, really feel it that third mile rather than feeling nice and relaxed and being able to go for that third mile. So it's usually not a good thing unless you can hold on to it.
Well, Max, pacing, on your end, what's it like out here knowing that, you got up and down and, really got a tough course here?
You just want to push it as much as you can up the hills and then try and take it down the hill pretty fast so you can stay with or pass more people. You don't want to get by yourself.
Talk about the season as a whole. How do you think things have gone for you, Seth?
Me personally, I think I've done pretty well. It's been a shorter season because I've missed a fair amount of meets, so that's not ideal. But overall, I think it's been a pretty good season.
And kind of an unusual season with all the guidelines and everything. Max, what's that like? Just kind of being a part of not saying a new normal, but this is what is normal right now.
It's certainly different. We got to follow a lot more rules. It makes it a little bit harder sometimes. It's not as fun, definitely, but we're still getting runs done, so that's always good.
You guys are running at home, your home course here at Pine Knolls. What's that like hosting this and just kind of knowing that, I don't have to get on a bus. I don't have to, ride for an hour. I can just come out here 10 minutes and, I'm ready to go.
It's definitely a lot better than a couple weeks ago. We had Davis County, and that's an hour and a half trip, so it's a lot better than that, and I like this meet, so great.
Max, without you, running out here at home.
Yeah, it's nice to not have to go on a long drive to get somewhere, and this is it's a really good cross-country course with the hills and stuff, so yeah, I like it.
Looking ahead, you got several big meets coming up, conference, one of them. What's some goals in the conference for everybody?
I think as a team, we can be really competitive for that top spot with Davis County, and I think that should be our goal.
What about you, Max, as far as, goals coming up, conference, and then, state qualifier? Don't know where you're going. Probably Pella, more than likely, but wherever you go, it's going to be a tough one.
Yeah, Pella's a really good course. I've always run really well there, so I'm looking forward to it if they do decide that it's there, and I think we can do pretty well as a team.
Coach Blavik always calls this Knoxville meet a state meet type of atmosphere. Is that kind of what it is each year?
Yeah, especially with all the really fast teams this year, it really does have that state meet atmosphere.
And Max, looking ahead, future on, what's some things you want to accomplish?
I'd certainly like to get back down to my PR from freshman year. That would be nice, but I'd like to keep being consistent and keep getting better.